tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They got the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
And welcome to Dirty Laundry with myself, Pinky, and yours truly, The Brain.
What's up, what's up?
Hope you are well, hope you are good, hope the weather where you are is amazing. We have very emotional weather here because this morning it was raining.
Yeah.
Like it was gray.
Beautiful
weather.
It was
so cold. It was just
beautiful weather.
And then at like 12... the sun broke through the clouds.
Horrible weather.
And it was so glorious.
Bad weather.
It was glorious. And it
global
became
warming.
And it was amazing.
It was it global was amazing.
So, global warming. Let's talk about global warming. Did you know that our phones will lead to global warming?
What?
I'm telling you. Breathing leads to global warming.
What?
Eating food leads to global warming.
Animals lead to global warming.
Animals lead to global warming.
Cows lead to some of
water
the most global warming.
Leads to global warming.
Sure. You know, it's actually a fact, or like...
Okay.
So if we're to kill all the cows, we'd actually...
we'd eliminate global warming.
A lot of, yeah. A lot of CO2 emissions.
Oh, we just kill all the cows and then
and
we
just
like,
eat all of them.
No, we can't eat all of them. We'll just freeze them and, you know,
but
make
built
cars. But it runs
out eventually. And then we won't have beef
anymore.
Oh,
yeah, true. It will run out eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
We portion it.
And then we get rid of all the cars.
Cars.
Yeah, cars and cows.
Cars and cows.
All the large all the large herbivores.
How
all the large mammals.
How Facebook leads to global warming?
All the big companies, really.
Basically,
I'm sure contribute big time
no,
to global warming.
No, especially, like, the whole reason Facebook went down a few weeks ago was because of global warming.
I love how we're just now throwing this out there. You know, coronavirus.
It is what it is. Coronavirus is because of global warming.
I'm telling you.
Mm.
I am.
Even the vaccine is because of global warming. The vaccine will actually stop global warming.
I feel you. No, we just injected into the sky. Vaccinate the skies. I swear we're probably going to get in trouble for this. This just jokes.
Okay, those were not
it's
our honest
jokes.
Opinions on global warming.
Yes,
okay,
they were all just jokes.
Let's talk about Facebook.
Facebook. You know, Facebook is one of these companies that have not failed to have a controversy every month.
Okay.
Without fail. Like, every month there's something to talk about with regards to Facebook. And it's never good.
Mm.
Like, I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it. They, like, just want to be remembered for that or something. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today. Today, we'll be talking about something quite interesting. Super interesting. Something about Facebook planning to change its name. Very interesting news. But we'll carry on with that after these tunes.
Yeah.
Facebook. Let's talk about Facebook. What's happening with Facebook?
Okay, so Facebook, like right now, is one of the most controversial companies in the world. Like, as I've mentioned before, with always just allegation after allegation, whistleblower after whistleblower, you know, so many leaks, all these are privacy blunders. People's information being leaked out, people's private information that's not supposed to be known, finding out that's like somebody at Facebook, just like an employee, has access to this. Like, a whole lot of stuff has happened throughout the years, and it's gained Facebook notoriety, especially when it comes to dealing with like user data and all. So with in terms of PR, you know, like right now Facebook isn't in the best place. Even the Facebook logo isn't in the best place right now in terms of PR. So I guess as a stroke of genius that they might have had, yeah, was like, hey, how about to rebrand the company completely, right? So Facebook is planning to have like a whole crazy rebranding, such that we might see Facebook falling pretty much into the same line as your Facebook, as your WhatsApp and your Instagram, as in it's a company underneath an umbrella company now.
But isn't it already set up like that?
No, currently right now it's Facebook, and Facebook owns A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But now we own Facebook, we own this, and we are called this. So,
I thought you meant by rebranding, I thought, like, you know, the Facebook logo would change.
Yeah.
The colors.
No, the
would change.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not changing
name.
Facebook. They're changing the Hyperlo name.
Yeah, we can call it that. Yeah, pretty much. So like, Facebook would now just become one of the products they have.
Okay.
Under a new name. So Google did something similar in 2015. Whereby it used to be just called Google, the search engine, and they wanted to be more than just a search engine, and they wanted to show we more than just a search engine.
That's how we got Chrome.
No, that's how we got Alphabet.
Alphabet.
That's the parent company of Google.
Alphabet.
Yes.
It's called Alphabet.
It's called Alphabet.
Out of all the things they could have named.
No, not very creative. Yeah, yeah.
It's called Alphabet.
Yep, it's called Alphabet.
That's amazing.
So there's Alphabet, and then underneath it, it's like an umbrella of companies, Google being one of them now.
Oh.
They also have Google X.
Google X?
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting. You can give this a Google in your free time, whereby this is where they do all the... Google X.
I must Google X.
So this is kind of like a wild card company where they do research into like really futuristic stuff.
Okay.
So all the cool stuff, pretty much, is what Google X handles. All
right.
All these projects that they might never get to see the light of day is what Google X handles. They have a whole bunch of other companies underneath them. But yeah, so Facebook is looking to do something similar to this. The name, they have not come out with it as of yet. But Mark Zuckerberg says this is inspired by the metaverse.
Okay.
So reading further, right? One thing Facebook has always wanted to do, right, is to be more than just the social media platform they are. You know, you just interact with each other via text.
Yeah.
Right? So their acquisition of Oculus, which handles...
Acquisition of Oculus.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. So Oculus, Oculus was a VR project or a VR company, virtual reality. So basically, it's a headset you'd put on.
Ooh.
So and instead of so you know how usually like if you're playing a game or something. Yeah. You are seeing it from, are you looking at a screen, you're looking at a monitor, and you're outside, you know what I'm saying? And you're using a controller and you're playing. So a virtual reality now plans to put you in the action. So as you put on this headset, it's as though you are in the front lines, you know, you are in there. So it's an immersive experience.
Oh, wow.
So that's what virtual reality is. So Oculus was a company where they were creating the virtual reality headsets, and Facebook acquired them. So they're now under Facebook. So, with this, we've always known Facebook wanted to find a way to integrate, like, Facebook, the social media Facebook, with virtual reality. So, now, so that's now one of the plans they're aiming to go for. So, imagine For all people who've watched Ready Player One.
Oh, that is so cool.
That's what they're going for.
So cool, but crazy.
Yeah. So they're kind of hoping to set up a kind of like virtual world where you can be in, you can interact with your friends,
man,
you can
that
interact
is exciting.
With using virtual
like
reality.
We even leave our houses.
I know. That's why it makes it kind of interesting, because you'll be like, you'll be so immersed in this other world. Because currently there's already a whole lot of what you call this, I can call them games or communities, virtual reality communities, where yes, a lot of people spend countless hours in to interact with people all around the world and their friends and all. So Facebook is now planning on doing this.
Oh, but that
and I think that's
so
really cool.
I think we should do it. Not that I have a say, but that would be so cool.
Like, it would be cool. I'm in one thing, though, one gripe I kind of have with, like, the whole virtual reality thing is motion sickness. And I'm not the only one that suffers with this, actually. Because now you're, like, in there.
You'll be fine.
And you're, like, moving around, but you're not really, like, moving around.
You'll
and your
be
brain
fine,
gets confused,
man.
Like, hey, what the hell is going on here? And then you just
you'll
get motion sick.
Fine.
But also, another thing now that could be scary is how are they going to... Because, you know, Facebook also has some creeps online.
Very true.
How are they going to, like, moderate? Let's say you're in this virtual reality kind of world. Moderate what is it people are going to say or what people are going to be doing. Because that, I guess, in itself is something they're going to have to think about. But I see it as a really smart move for Facebook to just change, you know. So, you know, this kind of like what happened. So here in SA, we have a ride service, you know, like Uber. We had originally Taxify. But then there was a time where the term Taxify just became, connected to lower quality.
Yeah.
You know, the poor man's Uber, less than Uber, you know.
So that's why they changed their
rebranded
name to Bolt.
Because so much had been attached to the name Taxify.
But with Facebook, they're still keeping the name Facebook. They're just getting a new name for the higher up.
Yeah.
So it's
but
like,
also
are we
that
really
rebranding? There's a high chance maybe that could change. But so far, we know that they're going to be like a higher company. And Facebook might go
I
down.
I think that would actually help them a lot. Because there's so much negativity with Facebook. And I mean, like, these kids that was born from 2001, after half of them barely ever go on. And I mean, even us that were born in the 90s, we're not really Facebook like crazy, but like your people born in the 80s, so it's almost associated with like the older generation.
True.
A rebrand would actually be beneficial for them,
you know, to attract people, because people now be curious, huh, what's this new guy, what are they about now.
And I mean, their other apps are doing so well. If you look at Instagram, if you look at WhatsApp, they're doing so well, except WhatsApp also had its glitches, you know,
and especially with the whole term that WhatsApp, one thing that it had going for it was its privacy, like big time privacy, that nobody, no matter how skilled they are, could like intercept messages to see what you're sending. Like nobody could be able to tell what you're sending to another person because of some fancy tech term called end-to-end encryption.
Yeah.
Right. So that was like WhatsApp's big thing. And then we recently discovered that Facebook has a WhatsApp moderation kind of like AI. An artificial intelligence that moderates what's happening on WhatsApp. And the only way you can moderate that is to know what's being sent.
True. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
They shot themselves in the
head. Because it was even like the AI could even flag if something was like hate speech or terrorist content.
They give themselves away.
You know, like WhatsApp was known for its privacy, and you now put your hands in there.
They
now
definitely give themselves away.
Anything Facebook related has just had issues with privacy, but this could be interesting. Another thing, I guess, advantage this gives them is that if there were to ever be like another Facebook conspiracy or Facebook issue, let me say, or controversy, they can now be just isolated. Like, it's just Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's now separated from the entire being.
True. Actually,
so that's also, and it's like a one branch of the entire
being. Because when you open your WhatsApp or your Instagram, it says powered by Facebook.
Yeah.
So it will no longer say that. It will probably say powered by Alphabet.
Yeah, we're yet to see. But
okay, that's exciting.
It is.
So I guess for this one, we don't even have to vote because, like, this is such a beneficial thing.
It's
so
cool.
We are on the same
it's
page.
Cool, yeah. I
we
think
are on
it's
the
really
same page.
Cool.
That is some good knowledge, brain. Like, that brain of yours is so big. Wow.
No, that is some amazing knowledge. I have to show that I earned this name.
Exactly. And you will continue showing us every single show after the show. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you more than you will ever know. We do this for you.
That rhymed, hey?
Listen,
show.
I had to
appreciate
also prove
you.
Why I
you
am
never
pinky.
Know.
You know,
woo!
The
Eminem
cool
is
one.
Shaking in his
Eminem
boots right now.
Eminem has got nothing on me. Eminem who? Eminem
Slim
who?
Who?
Slim who? You can catch Pinky and the Brain next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
Peace out.
What would you listen to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
I never wanna forget that.